there was a community orientation. So if you talk about energy, you as a family had small energy. When you had coal delivered then, you were given every year, Daddy would receive his coal note, as they called it. And it would tell you on there how many loads of coal you were entitled to free every year. Because every miner gave up a load, one load per year, of their coal for the widows and orphans to have coal. So if you had a mining widow, because in those days, they didn't receive free coal then. I mean, that came many years later, where widows still received their coal. So all miners gave up one load of their coal per year so that all the widows could be kept warm and the children that was left behind kept warm. But you always looked after your elderly neighbours, those in need. When we moved to Inisabel, old Mrs. Ross, I used to keep our own pigs and our own ducks, our own geese and our own chickens. And then come Christmas, you'd go and you'd order your chicken or your goose or your duck. And she had underground cellars with marble shelves. And all the poultry would be laid out with your name on them. And if you didn't have an oven big enough at home to cook them in, you brought them down to the baker's in the middle of the village down here. And he would actually cook them for you. And the old 75s and the 45 records, and you had the barn dance, you had the cinema, you had the library in the village, you know, the workman's hall with the big stage. And we had cinema every Saturday morning for the kids. Threepence. And you had to be good all the week to have that threepence, mind, to go down. Everything was in the village. Energy is a wonderful word. But to me, it can quantify so many things. It's not just about fuel. I think it goes a little bit further than that when you realise and you remember that things like that existed. It's about life.